This next song is called Maize in Blue. That seems to speak for itself. It's set to a tune of an old English air, and it happens to be one of Joe and Glenn's favorite songs in this whole set, and so they are singing the lead for you. Also intriguing about this song, not just the music, but the one of the verses is especially interesting. It goes as follows. Oh, not alone the golden corn Mundamin's memory tells. Now, bear in mind, these and other lyrics were written before the existence of the right place. But, oh, not alone the golden corn Mundamin's memories tell. Now, who is Mundamin? That's what we wondered, and that's what we figured you would wonder, too. So, we did, or I should say, I did a little bit of research in the library to find out just who he is and what is he doing in a song about Carlton. Well, after weeks and weeks of painstaking research, I satisfied my curiosity, but also found a solution to one of present-day Carlton's most intriguing and diabolical mysteries. Now, Mundamin, it turns out, was the Scandinavian-American god of corn. He was worshipped by a small number of people in the early 19th century in the Northwest region. Now, it was rather a cult phenomenon, a carryover of Scandinavian mythology mixed with resonances of agricultural symbolism. Anyway, Mundamin was worshipped in groups, small groups of seven, and they met in a monthly ritual to in which they imbibed fermented corn liquid and then went to a nearby wheat fields, to fields of wheat farmers with whom they felt they had to compete for some reason, and carved large M's into the wheat fields so that when the farmers woke up in the morning, they looked into the wheat fields and saw a huge M carved out of the standing wheat that used to be there. And they'd also steal large oxen and other farm equipment and just be generally annoying. Now, of course, this group was banned as soon as it was found out about, but it did live on, both in Minnesota and in Carlton. You see in the this song about we're about to sing, written in 1917, Mundamin is mentioned, and therefore this song must have been written by Mundamin worshippers. But, and over the years, I think that the name Mundamin and also the purpose and what it has been worshipped has changed also, just one of two reasons, either to avoid detection by the authorities or just because of plain forgetfulness brought on by the imbibing of the fermented corn liquid. But anyway, I'd like to perhaps diagram how this Mundamin worship has evolved to the present-day Carlton. Okay. It starts out... Mundamin. There he is. Now, the first change, I believe, was when they had were trying to avoid the authorities, and they moved the N from one place to another. They moved the N over here. It became Muddin. And this time they worshipped mud, not corn. But soon they were found out again, and so had to change the name once more. And this time they simply chopped off the first two letters to have Denmen. Well, if you can't see where it's going from here, I guess I'll just have to spell it out for you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Denmad, now you know where they come from and what they're doing. I think. Groups of seven people banded together to annoy everybody else. And now the Maize in Blue.
Speaking of groups of seven who annoy people. Yeah.
Enthroned upon the hills that rise beside Old Gannon's stream, among the pines that sentinel stand, fair Carlton's towers gleam. Thy walls with ivy green entwined hold friendships tried and true, and strong the ties that bind our hearts who love thy maize and blue. Oh, not alone the golden corn Mon Damon's memory tears, for in thy halls and in our hearts his mighty spirit dwells. And be the skies o'ercast with gray, or bright with azure hue, firm and united will we stand to serve thy maize and blue. Thy chimes ring out from yon gray tower to call thy children home. We'll hear their sound through all the years, wherever we may roam. We'll hear their sound through life's stern fight to steadfast be and true.
And be true.
And then with loyal hearts we'll hail old Carleton's maize and blue.
This next song, it shows that even back in 1917 that Carleton was truly an irreverent and iconoclastic place. I guess some things just don't change, do they, you know? But this song's called Don't Care.
Now there are some who come down here to Carleton, to college, to get an education and to fill their heads with knowledge. But after having landed here, their books are soon neglected, and trotting after all things else, each one is soon detected. Don't care what the people may say of you, for you know a little knocking on all of us is due. Don't care, they'll forget what they say of you. With a laugh and song, the roast is gone, so cheer up, don't care.
And some of them are troubled with their heavy registration. They take 12 hours of easy work and 16 of flirtation. And after several months or so at home, they find they're needed. And this misfortune usually with sore eyes is preceded.
Don't care what the people may say of you, for you know a little knocking on all of us is due. Don't care, they'll forget what they say of you. With a last song, the roast is gone, so cheer up. Don't care what the people may say of you. You know a little knocking on all of us is due. Don't care, they'll forget what they say of you. With a last song, the roast is gone, so cheer up, don't care.